This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It is the Daily Tip from BetQL, presented by BetMGM. She is Kate Constable. I'm Michael Jenkins. Oh, yeah, we got best bets coming your way in a bit. Kate, what is on the docket for today? God, I feel like it's Wednesday or Thursday. And I look down, and I'm like, only Tuesday? That's it?
Oh. Jenks, it's not only Tuesday, it's Tuesday at 8 a.m. Central time, right?
It's really
got
a
the
Tuesday.
Whole day to go.
Yeah,
I will certainly be getting a nap in today. That didn't happen yesterday, but I will certainly be getting a little nap in today because didn't sleep a whole lot last night. But otherwise, you know, we've got some NBA writing we're going to do as always. You can check that out over at BetQL.com. And then I think you know what I'm going to be doing this afternoon.
I sure do.
Sitting on the love seat on the balcony.
That's a good idea. I want to go sit on a. I'm going to go sit on the deck.
Yeah,
I got a couple seats up there. My problem is, and this is the time to do it because it's not going to be bad here in DC today. It's going to be the temperature today. Yeah. It's going to be like in the 70s. I can sit outside and do that. That's what I'm going to do. My problem is that I kind of get in my own little shell during the week where I think a lot of people do this, right? You get into work. You do some stuff at home. Maybe you watch something back to bed. And you kind of get in this cycle and you think, you know what? I can take a break here. Take a break from this for an hour or two, a little while, and just get some sun. Get some vitamin D.
Hey.
Different ways to get it. How about that? Maybe I'll go outside with a full glass of milk. Who knows?
I was just going to say, you get your you drink your vitamin D while you get your vitamin D from the sun out on your love seat, patio, whatever.
So... How long were you in PR? I think this is fascinating.
I was in PR for like 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I started in local TV out of college. I was the weekend sports anchor.
Nice.
And then I didn't want to live in a small town. I couldn't do it. It was awful for me. So I moved to Chicago and worked in PR. I did PR for Milk, Track Phone. You know?
Oh, yeah.
The drug dealer phone.
The drug dealer phone. Isn't that the official slogan? Track phone. The drug dealer phone.
I came up with that. it was perfect.
You nailed it.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And the Big Ten Conference did some stuff for them, too. So a couple sports accounts. Snickers was also mine. You're not you when you're hungry, Jenks. Have a Snickers.
I think I might. I tell you what, you can talk me in anything. And now you're giving me these slogans. You've got the brand. Throw it out. Oh, I think I'm going to go outside today. I'm going to sit outside on a nice comfy chair. I'm going to have a glass of milk and a Snickers and just soak it all in.
Hey, and call your drug dealer friends with your track phone. Then dump it off the balcony if you need to.
Exactly. Then I pick up my track phone. I'm like, man, I'm having a hard time. Staying awake, bring me over a bump, boom. All of a sudden, where did that track phone go? I don't know. Can't trace it. Doesn't matter. Coming up next, I'll back you. Go ahead. Sorry.
If you want a day that's not so mundane, your normal schedule, we just cooked up that day for you because
you cooked up a hell of a day. That's
normally
not a Tuesday. Shouldn't be a Tuesday for anyone, but that's a day. So we'll see if I show up tomorrow. See how that goes. Maybe all of a sudden I'm in Costa Rica for some reason. Who knows? Coming up next on BetQL Daily, Connor Allen, the director of betting at BetSperts, will talk about the NFL draft. If you missed our conversation about NFL futures that are already standing out to us, we had to talk a little NFL with the draft coming up. We got you covered. Download and subscribe to the Daily Tip wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's get to it, Kate.
Time to place your bets.
Here we go. This is when we both get on the right side tonight. Where are you starting?
I'm starting in the association, Suns and Timberwolves. I'm going to go Devin Booker over 24.5 points. Finished with 18 the other night. Not a very efficient shooting night for Book. But since the start of the new year, since the turn of the calendar year, anytime he scored under 20 points, he has followed that up in all – that's happened 9 times. He's followed that up in 8 mm-hmm. games going over this number of 24.5. 7 of those games he's finished with 30-plus. So I see a big night coming from D-Book and the Suns tonight, taking Booker's over 24.5.
Let's go. I am on the Orioles' first 5 money line, minus 145, taking on the Halos tonight out in L.A. I am trusting the O's here with Grayson Rodriguez, who has been sterling on the mound for the Birds. Hasn't given up more than 2 runs in any start this season. Faced the Angels in his season debut, gave up 1 run over 6 innings. Now he faces Griffin Canning, who has given up no less than 2 runs in each of his 4 starts this season. O's also 6th in baseball against right-handed pitching. O's first 5 money line. Minus 145 is the play out in Los Angeles. What else do you have on the card, Kate?
Love it, Jenks. I might have to join you on that
one.
I'm going to go with the Pacers plus 1.5 against the Bucks. We just talked to J.R. Radcliffe of the Milwaukee Sentinel, and I mean, he had a lot of really good things to say about the way this Bucks team has been playing, especially Damian Lillard, but he also said that the Pacers just looked really nervous in that first game, and I completely agree with him. Now that they have a game under their belt, I think we're going to get a much better performance, much more balanced, better shooting, offensive performance. Pascal Siakam was still fantastic in that game one. And I don't think Damian Lillard is going to, you know, get off to as hot of a start as he did in game one with 35 points in the first half. If he doesn't do that, I think we're looking at a much closer game. So I'm taking the Pacers plus the points tonight.
Oh, I like it. I like that a lot. I like the Pacers to win outright. I will be on them at even money. What else is on the card? How about 3 more plays? You know what? I have to say, I was a lot more relaxed last night, even though my play, Stars Moneyline, lost against the Golden Knights. It's a lot easier to wake up to one loss as opposed to the potential of 4. But that's me catastrophizing. Maybe we go 4-0. Who knows?
There's also potential you win them all, Jenks.
That's true. That's true. I always think negatively. I got to get my mind right. I need some milk. Twins run line hosting the White Sox, minus 125. You should keep betting this. Seriously, until the White Sox prove they can score. I mean, remember that streak we were talking about? How the White Sox had tied the Brooklyn Superbas with 6 shutouts in their first, like, 18 games? Guess what? Now, like a week later, the White Sox have been shut out 8 times. They got the record all to themselves since 1901. That's how bad they have been. Now, they're on the road in Minneapolis, and they have to face Pablo Lopez. Good luck, my friends. Minnesota run line minus 125. You know what it is too here in DC? I'm torn. I'm a Nats guy, but let's be honest, the Nats are not a good baseball team. Patrick Corbin is on the mound. It's fade Patrick Corbin day, and if he's not going to pitch well, might as well make some money off of it. It's here in DC. Patrick Corbin is 0-3 this season with an ERA a smidge over 8. He's facing James Paxton of the Dodgers. When Patrick Corbin is on the mound, you have to fade him every time, like Colt 45. He has given up at least 4 runs in every single start. That includes giving up 5 to the Dodgers, these very same Dodgers, in 6 1/3 innings last time out. And the Nationals are trotting him out again. Corbin has lost 3 of his 4 starts this season by at least 4 runs. Doesn't matter who is pitching for the Dodgers, honestly. You got to fade Patrick Corbin. Dodgers first 5 run line. I think they hit him early. He doesn't go long in games. Minus 140. And finally, going to the ice. Caps, Rangers under 5 on a hook. 2 things going on here. First of all, just like we see in basketball, playoff hockey tends to lend itself towards under. Secondly, Igor Shesterkin, fantastic in net for the Rangers. When you look at the Caps, they have struggled all year long offensively, 2.6 goals per game. Washington has not hit the over in 9 straight. That's what happens tonight. Under 5.5, minus 125, juice to the under, is the play at the Garden. Okay, whoo! Let's do your BetQL 5-star best bet for analysis. In fact, you can check out Kate's analysis by downloading the BetQL app. Make sure you do that and become a better dogster. Okay, you went 0-2 last night, buddy, ever since you've been in studio. Now that we're next to each other. Oh, he's got his little Etch-a-Sketch thing with him. Go ahead and give us your plays.
Good morning! On Monday, I listened to the new Taylor Swift album, and here's my review. I can't believe you released a double record and not a single mention of donkeys. F minus.
Whoa.
Yikes, Dogster.
Dogster, you came harder than the Paste article. Well, I mean, she had plenty of time.
I agree.
All right, Dogster, let's go ahead and hear your plays.
Okay, Dad. Squad play. Capitals at the Rangers, under 5.5. Dodgers, money line, minus 200 at the Nationals. I'm fading Patrick Corbin.
Yeah, you are also laying a lot of juice. All right, Dogster, thank you for that. Let's find out what's coming up next on BetQL Daily. And for that, only one man can do the job. I'm talking about Joe Ostrowski. Joe, oh, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Ryan Wilson, CBS Sports, will join us. Von Dalzell in his weekly appearance. Right. Connor Allen, 4-for-4. He's terrific at betting the draft. And we're going to have our own draft with draft bets on what's going on. As we get closer and closer, I'm hyped. I can't wait till we get to 30. Let's go. What? No, I didn't sell it.
Oh, you were close. Okay. You were close. I feel like if top energy level is a 10, yes, you're right there at like 2.
Hey, man, I can't fake it.
How many bets you have locked in so far?
I have a handful. I'll be doing more over the next couple days, I guess. See, Jenks thinks I'm being sarcastic. I am not. Jay, I'm serious. I love betting the draft. You cannot. So I get it, and I hear it from Aaron all the time that you guys can't bet it, and so it's not as exciting. But here in Illinois, we can, and it's awesome. And, Kate, I don't know about you, but I'm at the point where now I'm uncomfortable that I've become so comfortable about Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Something has to go wrong, right?
Yeah.
It's just, well, we can't have nice things as Bears fans. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, exactly. I'm with you.
Joe, I can feel the excitement here in D.C. Good luck on your draft. It's like, is he betting or getting a colonoscopy? I don't know. He doesn't sound very thrilled. That's it for us here on the Daily Tip from BetQL, presented by BetMGM. She's Kate Costa. I'm Michael Jenkins. Have a great Tuesday.
You've been listening to the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. If you missed any of the